Santa Claus, right, you, if you're naughty, you don't get anything. We heard it earlier, Luke 2:11, today in the town of David, Santa is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good. For goodness sake, be good. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Very easy for several reasons for us to think that God is just like Santa. They at least look the same, right? Two old men, big white beard, in like some distant place, surrounded by white. And they sound the same, right? Just Santa sounds a bit happier about it. But they both got kind of a like, you know, if you do a God voice, it's today in the town of David. Whereas Santa's similar, today in the town of David. It's just a bit happier, right? Except they don't look the same. And they don't sound the same. I'm not actually having a go at Santa. I mean, he's worked hard, right? For one night at least. I'm not knocking Santa. I'm just saying it's very easy for us to think that God is like Santa, but he's not. Santa is a distant stranger who we might send our list of requests to, but never hear back from him. And then we hope we have been good enough to get the stuff that we have asked for. It is up to us to earn the blessing of gifts, and hopefully he will come and give us the stuff and then leave again. Kids, it is way too easy to think that God is just like that. Some distant stranger who we might send our wish list to and hope we have behaved well enough for him to grant them. Grown-ups, it is way too easy for us to think that God is like that. A distant stranger who we ask things of, we rarely hear from, and we hope will be all right in the end. Now, someone might serve a God like that, you know, to be on the right list and to get stuff from him, but no one is ever going to love a God like that. What it really says in Luke 2:11 is today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. And the Saviour that we are celebrating today is not like the Santa. Santa gives things and then goes away. Jesus shows up to befriend and to stay. Santa rewards those with good behavior. Jesus comes near to the broken as Savior. This God in the manger uproots all our notions, a heavenly, stooping, divine demotion, born in a stable, wriggling on straw, fully committed to life in the raw. The Savior is not like the Santa. God is not a service provider where we do a thing and hope we get a result for it. He is a Savior. God is a God who leaves the comfort of heaven to be born in a stable, wriggling on straw for you and for me. That is what God is like. Remember God at Christmas. Remember Jesus at Christmas. But don't look up to kind of the distant heavens for an old man with a white beard when you are remembering God. Look down to the manger and see a lowly Emmanuel, God with us, now and forever. Veiled in flesh, that's like hidden in flesh. The Godhead, see. That's where you see the Godhead. Hail the incarnate deity. pleased as man with man to dwell. He is as happy to be with us as we are to be with him. Pleased as man with man to stay, to be Jesus, our Emmanuel. That is a God you can love. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you are not a distant stranger who swoops in to do a thing and then leaves. You are a God who comes near, who is born in a lowly stable, in a manger, a feeding trough, so that we might know you and be with you and you might be with us. Help us this day and this Christmas to see you in the manger, we pray. Help us to look to the right place when we are looking for God, to think of the right things when we are thinking of God, and help us to appreciate more than anything else this Christmas, to appreciate you and to praise you with our whole hearts and give you all the glory and honor. Amen. Amen. Let's stand for our final carol as we give this God in the manger all the glory that he deserves.